Begin transmission.
Estás escuchando El Patrón 102.3. Descarga nuestra aplicación gratuita en tu teléfono móvil.
102.3. Which is ironic because that's not the radio station we're on. You're listening to Anon Radio. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Proud of it. And I'm getting out of my car. I'm now walking across the parking lot at Herrenhaven. What do we got going on here today? There's one car here, and I thought it was Verla's car, but maybe it's not. The gate to the Mulhall's property is open. I don't know what's going on. I'm looking around. No idea what's going on, and that's okay. As I walk by the butterfly garden, I'm looking in there, seeing lots of butterflies and flowers and grasshoppers. So that's exciting. So here I am, now at the side of the building, staring at the wall, and under the security light here, there's a big moth just sitting on the wall. Turning on my camera, I've got the little camera with me today. I'm going to see if I can take a picture of this guy up close. Yes, I can take a picture of this guy. Wow, he's a big moth. I'm going to take another picture, just in case. He's kind of a big dude. He's a lovely moth. It's not Hemeris Thisbe or anything, but oh, he's a good 3.5 centimeters long and about 3 centimeters wide. His wings are closed. Well, you know, you're looking at a picture of it. And he's lovely. What a nice dude. Well, since we're here, we might as well check the front of the building too. On this one butterfly bush, we've got 2 prairie frits. Over here on this other bush, we've got another. Oh, he moved. He went over with the others. Now we got 3 butterflies on one butterfly bush. I'm still walking around here. There's another dude down here. There's a lot of butterflies hanging around out here. I'm looking for Hemeris Thisbe, just in case. And I'm also kind of looking for mantises. All right, here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 prairie frits, maybe 7. I didn't, flying around this bush. Jeez, it's a butterfly day. And over here on this plant that I don't know what it is, but I know Hemeris Thisbe loves them, there's a couple bees, a couple grasshoppers, all just having a good time. And now I'm regretting doing this. Why? Because the sun is out. It's hot. It's beating down on me. It's not like a hot day. It's probably in the mid-70s. You know, like around 76 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about, oh, just sort of estimating here, I'm not doing any conversions, but about 25 degrees Celsius. Yeah, now the sun went behind a cloud and it's just lovely, perfectly reasonable. I'm back at the side of the building and I'm changing my glasses. Our moth is still there. He must be sleeping. He probably was hanging around by the bright security light at night, and then he got sleepy and decided to go to bed and he's just sleeping on the side of the wall. I'm looking at the marmot hole next to the shed. Some ground around it starting to collapse. What do we got in the front of the shed today? Any Matis out here? I do not see any Mati faces sticking their noses out from underneath the shed. I don't even see any bugs, so I'm inclined to think that there are no Matis under the shed today. I just heard a weird bloop come from the dragonfly pond. Must have been a frog hopping around in there. I can see some frogs on some of the logs. They're very nice. I see a head poking up over there. That's a squirrely. That's a little squirrely boy. Is he fast, too? He saw me and he spooked. He ran into the tree lightning fast. Ka-ching. Now he's sitting on the tree wondering what I'm doing. I'm walking towards him. He's creeping up the tree. Does he have something in his mouth? No. I thought he had a walnut or something, but no. Oh, and now he goes back down the tree and he goes hopping across the bocage logs. There he is. Hi. Now he's just standing there looking at me. Oh, there he goes. Zing. He's out of here. And now we're looking at the bocage. All the logs that are piled up. I see some mushroom growth. There's one mushroom down there. The ends of that log look like something's going to happen. Very interesting. Can't get down there to take pictures of any of this stuff. I also see some white jellies on that log down there. Okay, so we've got some good fungus that we can't get to. That's always a drag, but it happens. Okay, well. Ugh. I guess it's time to head into the forest. You can head into the forest, see what's going on here at Heron Haven today. See if we can find us some dudes. See if we can find us some herons. Haven't seen any herons in a few days. Maybe we'll see Big Bluey and or Little Greeny. Who knows? Okay, so here we are. Walking through the forest. Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. The canopy is not quite as thick right here as it used to be. Sunlight is dappling through in places. Autumn is upon us. I think I just walked through a web. I can feel web on my eyebrows. Good job. Should we have a web stick? Well, probably, but let's see if we can do without one as we walk through here. I'm searching the ground for mushrooms, and I'm looking into the forest where I can to see if there's any dudes hanging around, like deer. I don't know if I mentioned this, but when was that? Was that 2 days ago or 3 days ago? Came out here to do the show during the day. And then just because I was bored, I came out here during golden hour and I got some pictures of some deer. The same deer that we always see. There was three of them, a mommy and two babies. Now I know why the gate to Mulhall's is open. Somebody came back here and mowed. And so I'm walking through the cut right now, and some of the cut is mowed too. That was nice of them. Yeah. Okay. So I've walked through the cut. And now I'm standing on the edge of the Mulhall's property, and it's mostly mowed. There's a part of it that is not. It's about lunchtime, so maybe the guy's eating lunch, but there's a tractor over there that's apparently got some mowing equipment attached to it. And there's still about an acre of the land not mowed, whatever. And it just happens to be the part that is also the temporary pond, which is obviously not a pond at this time of year. Okay, so this is good. All of the stuff that was, all the weeds and stuff that were growing in here, they were so tall that you couldn't see if there was any marmots running around. And even deer could hide in it because it was so tall. And when I was here the other night taking pictures of deer, that's where they were. And there was one little dude, when they had their heads down, when they were heads down and grazing, you couldn't see them. But then when they would look up, these deer heads would just pop out of nowhere. You'd be like, oh, hi. So that was fun. Wait. What did I just hear? I thought I heard something weird again. Another water type sound. Like somebody was going into the water. Was it just a frog hopping? I'm taking the path that leads out to the boardwalk. We're gonna see what's going on in the sub pond here. I don't see anything. You know, a couple frogs. But no dudes, no moving water. Just a lot of duckweed. Lots and lots of duckweed. I'm searching the entire pond. No dudes. I'm looking over to where the green heron would like to hang out in some of those areas. And no. Not seeing any dudes today. Not in the sub pond. So we're going to go out to the boardwalk and see what's going on out there. I can hear lots of bugs, including cicadas. I can hear birds chirping. And I can see the shadows of birds flying over me occasionally. All right, we're on the boardwalk. I'm heading out over the water. Got three people out there. That explains the car. No dudes. No turtles on the logs. Just a lot of frogs in the water. I don't see any herons, and I don't want to be in the sun, so I'm turning around. I saw some motion in the water, but it must have just been a frog. Yeah, so we got three kids out here. Why aren't they in school? I do not know. Maybe they're skipping some classes. Who knows? And speaking of potential class skipping, you know who I haven't seen out here this year, all year, and you would think we'd be seeing her more now? Remember Heron Haven girl from last year? Haven't seen her again. All right, so I'm heading back into the forest. And I'm walking by mulberries, and I'm walking by all kinds of other weird flowers that are, you know, probably just weeds. So I guess we call them wildflowers. My foot hurts a little bit, but not as much as it did the other day. And actually, it hurt more this morning after I got up. So it must, my whole foot problem must be something to do with sleeping. Am I sleeping on my foot wrong or something? Alright, I'm looking down into the billabong, and nothing's going on in the billabong other than the duckweed is starting to disappear. I don't know if it's going dormant for the winter or dying or whatever. But there's considerably less duckweed in the billabong. I'm talking like 50% less. Or potentially even more. Did I just walk through another web? Maybe. Alright, I gotta look for mushrooms because there's some interesting logs around here. Really, what is this? Is this fox poop? What is this? I don't know. Interesting. Do we got something going on around here? Am I hearing slurpy sounds coming out of Frog Harbor? What is up with that? I don't know. First things first, though, we gotta walk into the wall blind and check the back half of the billabong. See if there's any action going on back here. Oh yeah, way back there, in the farthest reaches of the billabong, we got 4 ducks in the water and 1 sitting up on a log. Yeah, 4 ducks in the water grazing or doing whatever ducks do. I saw a frog jump out of the water onto a log. Awesome. There's frogs on logs. There's ducks on logs. It's everybody on the log party. Hooray. So that's cool. Now, what's happening here in Frog Harbor? Oh, lots of frogs enjoying the sunshine. Lots of frogs on logs. It's just sunning themselves. Having a good old time. In their frog lifestyles. Very nice. Very nice. Okay, so as I continue on down the path, a squirrel has just jumped out in front of me. And he has run up another tree to chase a squirrel, and now they're both on the ground. Oh, where'd they go? Oh, zing zing, up back up the tree right next to me. And back down again. These squirrelies are freaking out, and they're not even a meter and a half away. Now they're running back onto the forest floor, and they've run out into the forest. Well, that was awesome. There's something interesting on this tree. What is it? Oh, something to do with bugs. There's lots of little bug bits on the tree. Very interesting. I have no idea what that's all about. And I don't know where those squirrels went, but that was fun. I was part of, you know, a squirrel thing there for a second. Because squirrels are so nice. So nice and crazy. And now we've come to the section of the path where we need to stop and take a slow look around, because deers like to hang out back here sometimes. Sometimes they like sometimes they like to be up on that ridge. And I think I can smell something, although I am having a pretty weird sinus day. I thought I smelled something there for a minute. Maybe not. It might have been my imagination, who knows. So I'm continuing on. It is warmer today than it has been for the last couple days. And I think it's going to get a little bit warmer tomorrow and the next day too. But eventually we'll be back to perfect cool weather. So now I'm just working my way towards the big blind. Still looking up there on the ridge looking for dudes. I don't see any dudes. Ow. Ow. Alright, so now we've come to the part of the trail where we have to stand on this footbridge and look over the turtle reproduction pond. And I was going to say there's nothing out there, but no, there's a few ducks here and there. I can see maybe a total of 4 ducks. They're not doing anything. They're just swimming around. Eating, presumably. So let's continue on. Huh. I'm still looking around for dudes, like deer. Because I could have sworn I smelled them. But maybe not. Or maybe it was an old smell, who knows. And now the wind is blowing just right that I can smell the cedar from the stupid wall. Yeah, and here we are. Walking next to the vestigial wall that has been built for no reason. And to make it even dumber, little squares have been cut out of it so you can look out onto nothing. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Into the big blind we go. Oh, it's wind is blowing in. All right, so what do we have going on out here today? Well, there's no ducks on the new log. That's weird. There are some ducks way out there. Like two. And there's three over there by Goose Island. A couple ducks. Then there's a whole flush of ducks in the delta. Not a whole hell of a lot. I mean, just like two dozen. Where's the rest of them? Wow, the sun is starting to hurt. That's no good. Got a very painful sun today. And I think I just walked through a web because I got web on the equipment. I'm standing in the sun so I can see the webs that are attached to the gear here. But I'm scanning the rim of the pond. And I don't see any other dudes. No herons. No mottis. No deer. No foxes. I don't see Jack. Alright, well, I need to get out of the sun, so turning back around and walking by this stupid wall again. This is not dissimilar to the wall blind. Imagine the wall blind that's up against the billabong. That's exactly what this wall is. Just like the wall blind, except when you look through it, you can't see, it doesn't blind you from anything in the lake. There's still, 15 or 20 meters of forest before the pond. So yeah, you just stand here at the wall and you look through the little squares cut out of it and you're just looking into the forest. It's just so stupid. I hate it. I'm gonna complain about it the second I run into somebody. Which might be soon. Is that tomorrow? Is that the next day? The big annual Herrenhaven open house is coming up. And I don't know if I'm going to go this year just because of the crowds. This event is an all-day thing. Well, almost all day, like noon to like 6 p.m. And it attracts so many people. Oh, that's why they mowed. This event attracts so many people that there's not enough places to park. You know, the parking lot can probably only hold, maybe 15 cars at any given time. And so the Herrenhaven people asked the Mulhalls people if we can park on their property. And so they open the gate up and they can stick a whole bunch of cars back in there. I mean, a lot. The Mulhalls property is pretty big. And so yeah, that's why they mowed. It's so that they can put cars back there. And anyway, it's kind of a real pain in the butt to come to this thing because, finding parking and getting to the parking lot when there's people and kids running through the parking lot, it's difficult. It's a pain. There's lots of people. It's massively crowded. And you're not going to see any dudes. Well, I take that back. You're not going to see any wild dudes. Because part of the open house at 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. there are these presentations. Two special groups come to Heron Haven to talk about what they do and to show off their animals. And these are both animal rescue organizations. One of them is called Raptor Rescue. And they bring in owls and, you know, like a peregrine falcon and, you know, big raptor birds. And they, you know, stand up in front of the room and hold the birds up and say, "Hey, look at this awesome bird." And then there's another place, there's another organization that comes and does a presentation. And now I can't remember what they're called. I can't remember the name of the organization. Wildlife Rescue something. But they deal with all the other animals that aren't birds. And so they bring the coolest stuff. And they bring exotic stuff that you wouldn't even find around here, because what ends up happening is somebody buys an illegal exotic pet and then they can't take it care of it anymore. And these people end up, you know, rescuing the animal. And I've seen them bring kinkajous, red kangaroos, albino Burmese pythons, a fennec. They bring the fennec almost all the time. They have a macaque. They have some big scary bugs like tarantulas and stuff. What else do they have? They brought a skunk one time, a baby skunk. He was very nice. What else? How could I forget? One of my favorite things that they bring almost every year. They have a serval, which is a large cat that can jump about 3 meters straight up into the air. And it's the most amazing thing you've ever seen. I kind of want one of these cats. I would love to have a serval. I'm sure it eats about, you know, 5 pounds of beef every day, but oh, I would love to put it on a leash and take it to the dog park. Yeah. Let's see your dog get eaten by my kitty. Yeah, you can't bring a tiger or whatever that is. It's not a tiger, it's an American short-haired cat. Yeah, that probably wouldn't fly. But it is a beautiful, beautiful animal. I also like that fennec. A fennec is awesome. A fennec is a type of fox that lives in the deserts, and it's got these, it's very small. You know, like picture a fox that's only slightly larger than a chihuahua. And it even kind of looks like a chihuahua, except it has huge ears. Look up fennec. Look up the Wikipedia article on the fennec. And they have these giant, giant ears that act both as heat sinks, you know, and sound detectors. And, oh, it's the coolest animal. It looks like a real-life Pokemon. Because when you take a look at it, you don't think, oh, that's a fox. You just sort of look at it and you go, what the hell is that thing? It's awesome. But here I am. I'm out of the forest. And I'm walking across the parking lot back to my car as I say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Oh, my sinuses. So, yeah, tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that. I'm back at my car. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。ウェル